Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver.
Yeah, you've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery.
It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest.
Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details.
Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Just before we put our jackets on to walk out the door to come to the studio to record this episode of the podcast, Robach and I received a warning that we should not record this episode of the podcast. So welcome, everybody, to this episode of Amy and TJ. Robes sitting next to me. It has been a hell of a few days for a bunch of reasons and a bunch of messages and reporters and phone calls and things have been coming our way for news that a lot of people expected that finally came.
That's right. Kim Godwin, president of ABC News, has announced that she is leaving not only ABC News, but the entire broadcast television industry. And she announced that late last night. And as you might imagine, texts kept coming our way. It's interesting because I think maybe many of you, and certainly some of my friends and family, expected me or us to feel some sort of vindication, or that we felt like justice was served now that Kim Godwin is gone. But that is not the case. And I want to make that very, very clear. I didn't, and we didn't feel any of those things. I would say the best way to describe how I feel is sad. It's sad when someone loses their job. It's sad when someone leaves a profession they love for whatever reason. And given all that we've been through, it's just sad that this is how the story ended. None of us wanted things to go the way they did.
Yeah, and folks who are maybe getting caught up a little bit, maybe, but the news is out there. Kim Godwin is out as the president of ABC News. She stepped down. Like you said, she says she's retiring from the industry, but I guess the writing was on the wall for the past several weeks. If you were reading anything out there, some reports, but also we have insight, and we have friends in the building, and we've been hearing a whole lot about what's going on there for the past year and a half and how people felt about what was going on. So the fact that she was leaving didn't come as a surprise to us. In fact, when we left in February of 2023, when we left the network, it was only a matter of when she was going to leave, and maybe not even how she was going to leave. We were talking about this the other day with someone. Nobody necessarily leaves pretty when they leave that network. So it didn't come as a surprise to us, but this is for us, this was the person who made the phone call at 6 a.m. on December 5th, 2022, telling us not to come to work. And we never got back on the air at ABC News. So she was very central in everything that ended up taking place with us. So I did. You got a message this morning, and it's been out there in print. So like ding dong, the witch is dead. You got that message. I got a message, someone using the word justice. Like justice has been served now. That's neither one of those sentiments are what we felt this morning.
No, not at all. And I think it it opens up that wound of, you know, what we had hoped could have been that wasn't. And so, yes, when we were let go, it wasn't that we wanted her to be let go, but you just saw how it was all unfolding, and you knew the sentiment in the building. And it's a sad morning. That's the best way for me to describe it. It makes me feel, I'm re-feeling all of the things I felt that day when we were told not to come into work, and then especially the day when we realized we would never be returning to ABC News. It just brings back all of those feelings of sadness and frustration, and just, I have a general sentiment of just feeling like it just didn't have to happen like this.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about here and admitted the errors we made and what we should have done differently and better. And you know what? I wish that Kim Godwin was never in a position to have Amy Ruach and TJ Holmes, the issue of our divorces and our relationship ever come across her desk. I really wish that she never would have had to deal with it. But here we are. Look, what took place with her? Like you can go out there and read whatever issues people had with her. But you talk about torn and how the emotions. I had a hand. I had a personal hand and advocated for her to be president of ABC News. Because at the time, you remember this, we had a group of all of our African-American talent on the air, got together and wanted more diversity at the network. This was back in 2016. And then so when 2020 comes around and the former president, Lee Golston.
James Golston, yes.
Left. And when there was an opening, we banded together, that same African-American group, and we went into Disney leadership and said, this is who we'd like you to consider. We gave them literally a list of names. Kim Godwin was on it. We talked about it and said, hey, should we take this name off? We came to a decision to give them a final list, and she made the cut, and we advocated for her being in that spot. So to talk about how conflicted it feels now, I mean, I'm conflicted in, I wanted her to do well. This is the first black woman to be the head of a major news network. I need her, we need her to have success. That same woman is the one who handled us and gave a call to me to not come back on TV, to not come back to work, and whatever issues I might take with how she handled us, that conflict, and now she's out of there in this manner, in this way, it doesn't come across and it won't look like there was a successful tenure of the first black woman at the head of a major news network. Yeah. And that sucks.
It does. That absolutely does. And I too was excited to have a woman at the helm, and she came at a time where there was a lot of work to do internally, and that was her mission. She wanted to bring people together. Her hashtag that she always ended, in fact, she just actually ended her goodbye note, her farewell note, with her hashtag, which was hashtag #1ABC. That was her big focus, to bring unity to our network in the halls of ABC News, for people to feel like we were all part of one family working towards one goal. And that was what she intended to do, and unfortunately that did not come together in the way she wanted it to. And I know that you could tell that was her mission,
because prior to, right, there was plenty of talk out there. Look, some of these articles are out there, that's why I preface it with that, but that was a different culture at ABC, and the idea was to bring her in to improve the culture. But it's not so cutthroat, it's not really what you hear of about a newsroom oftentimes, right? And the way it is. And to have a softer, gentler, more family feel, that was her mandate. And she came in with that mandate at a time she couldn't even get to know her own employees because...
It was the pandemic.
Yes.
So she came, was it spring of 2021?
Yes, it was. April.
April, to be specific. Right. And of course, we were all still in the throes of the pandemic. So I never even... If I met her, it was through a mask and it was from a distance. But I don't even think I had a meeting with her until she had been at the helm for over a year, which is so unusual. That's never happened before. I've had plenty of network news bosses and presidents, and that's just unprecedented. But she came at a time where that kind of contact wasn't readily available. We were in a massive health crisis. So she wasn't able to maybe bond with some of the folks that she could have, or that she would have ordinarily if she had come at a different time. Every time we go on vacation, we find ourselves packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food.
Yeah, that's all in the past now because people can sign up, people including us, for Target Circle 360, which gives everybody unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver.
Yeah, you've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. You can sign up for Target Circle 360 today.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details.
Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
There are folks now who are, and have for a while, that think she was given a different treatment because she is a black woman. She was handicapped in some way. That there were the line, the soft bigotry of low expectations, right? They put her in a position that she couldn't win, that she couldn't succeed. Those debates, those arguments are not the ones we are interested in having, and you can have your opinion. People liked her, didn't like her, liked her style, didn't like her style, whatever it may be. But for us on this day where we're starting to get messages over the past several days and even the week or so when the writing was kind of on the wall, where people are asking us or expecting us with now out of the building, nothing to lose, freedom to dump on her. No. That even in private, you and I talking, and
no.
We can say that honestly in private with none of y'all listening. We did not have a bad word to say about
no. And lady. Look, this was she was in an incredibly difficult situation when it came to our I don't even want to say our situation. She was in a difficult situation with our difficult situation, and we have made it very clear. You alluded to this earlier, TJ, that had we been more transparent, had we gone to ABC and told them we were actually in the middle of divorces. Had we gone to ABC and told them we were in a relationship before a tabloid photographer revealed our relationship, she would have been in a better position to handle this, and we would have probably been in a better position to keep our jobs. So we fully admit all of those things, and for her to have to inherit that is a difficult situation, I think, for any leader to have to deal with when something like that takes on a life of its own through the tabloids. I would, and I implored her, and I asked her to handle it differently. I flat out begged her to keep us on the air until an internal investigation had actually happened, and all the facts were known, and we could just take some time to breathe. But she made her call, and as she was tasked to do as a leader, that was her best decision, in her opinion, in that moment. I didn't agree with it, but yes. It doesn't mean that I fault her for it, because she was doing what she thought was best for ABC News, and I fully believe that.
And it's okay for us to think that was a mistake.
Yes.
Right? It's okay. But I think a lot has been talked about now is that was a part of the thing that, in terms of her leadership and how she was being, I guess, Disney or they were keeping an eye on her, that was one of the things that was not in her pro column, if you will, the handling of our situation, as you keep saying, but that people are alluding to that as one of her mismanaging of us. I don't know, Robes, and I'm not just saying it on mic here for the podcast, and you know I've been talking to you about it privately, and I've been surprised, and maybe you have. I just didn't feel a whole lot when it comes to when I heard this news. There was not a single ounce of joy. There wasn't a single bit of me that applauded her stepping down, having to step down. Yes, she stepped down, but I mean, she was, I mean, for all intents and purposes, was knew she was not still wanted there. I guess
her power. We all know with the introduction of Deborah O'Connell to come into the news department and have a position created for her that oversaw basically Kim's position. So Kim was no longer reporting to Iger or to anyone else really over at Disney, but reporting directly to Deborah. That was obviously put in place to affect her ability to lead and affect her position of power, and ultimately, we can just assume led to her decision to leave.
Hmm. So as she leaves, and we get all that, I get why people expect us to come out and go in or go hard, or just there was that's genuinely, honestly, nothing, and that has something to do with, I guess, the past year and a half of our lives. Mm-hmm. It has to do with growth. It has to do with empathy. I just see this woman, nobody. I don't want her to go through what she's going through. Now, whatever her financial package was, and she's going to be okay. And I'm not even thinking about that. You don't want this. She was a first. This is not just a matter for her, but for a lot of other folks who are looking at that. When weird comparison, but when Barack Obama was elected, black folks were like, whew, we really need him to do okay, because we're not going to have another black president for 100 years if this one doesn't put on a good show for all of us. And so this was to be a first, the way she is, the way she was, even when I didn't like decisions she made when we were there, I need her to do okay and to still be sitting here now. There is no one I hold, besides the two of us, more responsible for us not being at the network than Kim Godwin, right? We made our decisions and whatnot, so we take our responsibility. But outside of us, the person I hold most responsible is Kim Godwin. But I can sit here and not have a single bit of ill will towards Kim Godwin or applaud that she got what she deserved, got her comeuppance, or got... No, I didn't want that for her at all. And my heart hurts for her and that entire news division that is in turmoil, if you believe what you read, but if we believe our texts and phone calls and conversations that we have with people who are still in that building.
Yes. And I can only hope that this is going to clear the path for a new way forward, and so that the people who we loved working with, who we still love, who we're still in communication with, have some hope and some new blood and some new decisions and some a new way forward. You know, I mean, that's all you can hope for. And look, any one of us, anyone who's been in this business, but in probably most businesses, this is part of doing business. I have never been at any network or any news station where I haven't had a new boss after a few years. So this is not an unusual situation, unfortunately. This is a very tumultuous, and as you, I think you used the word cutthroat business. It just is. And anyone who's in it knows it. That's, you're playing with the big boys, and you've got to play at a certain level. And so this kind of thing is not unusual. Our connection to her is what makes this different for us. And I think, you know, you and I both, I just felt sad. That's just the best way for me to put it. We weren't high-fiving. We weren't saying karma, what goes around comes around. None of that. And I don't want to live my life like that. I don't want to hold on to anything like that. And I really, truly believe, we've joked, I think we talked about it with Cheryl Burke, about when people say it's not personal, it's just business. And it always feels really personal, and I get that, and we've experienced that. But truly, when she made her call, it wasn't personal, it was business, and I get that. And I don't feel any anger towards her. And I think you and I had both said, and everyone kind of thinks this, if you go through a situation where, I don't know, you've been fired, or maybe it's even an ex, or whatever it is, where you've had a relationship or something with someone, and then you wonder, what would happen if I saw them again? What would happen if I ran into them? We actually had the opportunity to realize what we were going to do if and when that happened, because it did. We did run into Kim recently.
In recent months we did see her. And people often, you can't help but, right? And like, if you could say anything to her today, what would you say? And people expect that to be something emotional or negative or just to go all. Did you just want
or
to
awkward
go
maybe even?
And we did. We saw her in recent months, and it was pleasant. She didn't see us.
No,
we made the effort to make sure we reached out, and we went and we made sure we saw her and she saw us, and we sent her a gift. In fact, we literally, yeah, folks, we sent Kim Godwin a bottle of champagne as a gesture, not as a joke, but as a gesture, as a kind gesture, as a, I don't even want to call it an olive branch, but it was just to say, we good. We did this with her not too terribly long ago. So even then, when we had an opportunity to avoid her, we had an opportunity to go off on her, we had an opportunity to do all kinds of things, we didn't take that opportunity to do so.
And I will give you credit for the bottle of champagne idea, because it is one of those crazy moments where you think, nah, what are the chances that we are actually sitting in the same place that she is? She has not seen us. We can totally see her. We can see everything she's doing and saying, and we could absolutely have walked out, avoided her. We had a way to get out of that room,
yes,
or that area without her having seen us. But then we did. We went back and forth. What do we do? Do we go up and say hi? Do we? I mean, there was all the different possibilities.
Cut and run.
Right? Yeah. And you had the idea to have the waiters send a bottle of champagne over and then kind of reference our table, and we could just sit and wave and just say hi, and it just seemed like the polite, kind, nice thing to do. As soon as you came up with the idea, I said, oh, perfect, that's exactly what we need to do. And I will say, to her credit, when that happened, she was looking around like, who just sent me a bottle of champagne? And she stood up and she came over to our table and she gave us both a hug. And you know what? That was all the closure I needed, really, at
that
point. It was perfect. And it was the right thing to do, and I felt good about it. I walked away feeling better.
You know, I haven't thought of it until you said it that way. We've discussed that moment before, but that was our closure. Not her leaving ABC.
Exactly.
Not anything else. That was our closure. And I didn't even know maybe we needed it. But it was. That was a, for us to be able to sit, yeah, because we discussed back and forth for a while.
What are we going to do?
What are we gonna do? Let's get our check. Let's get the hell out of here. Well, Robach, you sure you want to say what you really wanted to say to us? And it wasn't the case.
Every time we go on vacation, we find ourselves packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food.
Yeah, that's all in the past now, because people can sign up, people including us, for Target Circle 360, which gives everybody unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver.
Yeah, you've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. You can sign up for Target Circle 360 today.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details.
Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Maybe that's a part of our growth, that's a part of our experience, but there is just no animus. When I see that the network or shows are struggling or behind or lagging, then we get all the reports from our friends and colleagues and folks who are still in the building. I hate that because we know, you talked about when you're in this business long enough, you get a new boss and fresh ideas. But you know what? Everybody for a little while is going to be on pins and needles and going to be on edge. It feels awful waiting for the next wave. So what's going to happen? Are they going to come in? Is the new boss, they're not going to really like me? Or are they going to really keep my show in place? Are they going to do that? There's still this angst for a while waiting for new leadership. The one thing I do say, I are in good hands with Deborah O'Connor. Look, if you're reading anything out there and you don't know who she is, you'll read almost just glowing reviews about her in every article because she is a wonderful one. We didn't get to work with enough, but we absolutely adore her. That makes me feel good. They are in very capable hands.
I'm glad you just pointed that out because that is so true. And yes, there is frenetic energy when there's a new boss coming in town eventually, or honestly, even the interim between, you know, when you don't have a new president and you're waiting for the person that they tap. But you're right. In the meantime, Deborah O'Connell is the perfect person to lead that newsroom, that news division into or through this transition period until they actually end up hiring someone else. And so I do feel good about our former colleagues and our friends being in very, very capable hands with Deborah. So that is going to help the transition significantly. I don't think I've ever seen someone like that step up when we're in a period of transition. And we've had plenty of periods of transition. So I think this will be hopefully a better next chapter for ABC News.
It's crazy as it sounds, we root for them.
We do.
It sounds crazy. We root for ABC News because that's a place we did. We play such a role in building it not ABC News, but we played a role in building some of the success that GMA in particular, has enjoyed over the, not responsible for, let me make sure nobody's getting this twisted, but we contributed greatly and we were leaned on greatly as members of that family, and that show has been doing so well over the years and the time we were there. So it's nice to think we contributed to it. We don't want to see anything take away from it.
No, absolutely not. And we wish nothing but success and better days ahead for ABC News and all of the wonderful people inside that building.
I'm dusting off the resume. I'm going to submit my name. It's not that funny, Andy. Jesus. Okay, my producer in here. You weren't supposed to laugh that hard at it. It's that far.
I laughed kind of hard too. Sorry.
You can't stop giggling.
You think you'd make a good ABC News president?
In one respect, yes. And the other side, no. I would hire the right people. But I do pride myself on being right. And you, it seems like often with bosses, you get one or the other. Someone's really good with the numbers and the spreadsheets and the planning and the ideas, or somebody's really good with people. Somebody's really good by making your team feel good, your talent feel good, the shows, everybody from the top down. It's rare to find somebody that has both. I would only have one.
The latter of the two.
The latter. I am. I think you've seen me enough to where I am just a people person, and we always say if we open a restaurant together, I would be out there in front in the dining room shaking hands and making everybody feel comfortable.
You would be the charisma guy and also the menu guy. You would definitely put the menu together, and I would be in charge of the decor and the aesthetics, and we would make a great team. It's good to know what you're good at. Also good to know what you're not.
Charisma and decor. There's no food in this restaurant.
No, you've got the food. You're really good at that. And I said, could I just name one drink? That's all. That's all I wanted to do. No. No. So, yeah. And we really wanted to come and just put our two cents in just because we wanted to make sure that we reflected on our experience, but not in the way I think people thought we would. I really wanted to make it clear that we aren't celebrating today. We're reflecting and we're a little sad, but we're also hopeful that things will get better.
And this is a person that, like you said earlier, it's not personal, it's just business. But this was someone that we did over time get to know on a personal level. And when you know someone personally, when you know them as a human being, as a as a wife, as a mother, as a caretaker, as a runner, as a people with passion. She's very much into her FAMU, right, her alma mater. When you get to know somebody on that level, that's a human being, that no matter what they might have done in regards to you, and no matter how things might look and in some whatever headline you might see, this is a human being that we can't help but have our hearts go out to as human beings. And that sentence just came out of my mouth, and I'm like, what the f*** did I just say? And I'm talking about the woman who made the call that says, TJ, don't come back into work. And I never went back in. And it just, I don't know, maybe it is empathy, Rose, but I just, to see the news, it wasn't celebratory. And we do, we're wishing everybody over at ABC News well. And the other reason you said we wanted to come here and put our two cents in, well, we also wanted maybe the phone to stop ringing, so everybody can stop asking us for comments. Here it is.
There's our comment. We wish everyone the best. And we wish nothing but the best for Kim in her future and getting to be with her family and getting to do the things she loves and getting to take a break. It's a crazy, crazy thing to be in the news business at that level. It is a 24/7 job. And so I hope she gets to enjoy herself.
And if nothing else, Kim, take it from us. There is life outside of the newsroom, and you might actually enjoy it when you get out of there and you're not in that same grind and don't feel that same pressure. And it's just amazing how much life has changed for us by getting away from that, and not voluntarily, sure.
Not voluntarily.
But getting away from it. So to our friends at ABC News, to our friends at Good Morning America, we will forever rooting for you. We're rooting for you in this time of transition. We root for you in your ratings battles with the Today Show and CBS This Morning. We root for you that the NBA Finals will be high rated so you get the residual.
Well,
we
add
root
to that.
For you.
We'll add to
yes,
that.
Yes, we are rooting for you. And I didn't think about it until you said it. This was not the button for us.
Mm-mm.
The closure was when we saw her. Yep. Got to hug, got to see her face again, got to say whatever we wanted to say, and moved on. Yeah. That was our closure months ago.
Yeah. And I really, really felt peace after that, and I hope she feels that peace as well.
So, folks, you can continue to keep up with Robach and I here on the podcast, on our Instagram page. The official one for the show is at Amy and TJ Podcast. We have our individual accounts as well, but we appreciate you all, as always, for spending a little time with us.
Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver.
Yeah, you've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery.
It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest.
Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details.
Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.